with the Shoemakers in Birmingham, Alabama. Christy Shoemaker playing O Come All Ye Faithful and Away in a Manger. Connie Shoemaker playing We Three Kings of Orient Are, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, and O Little Town of Bethlehem. And now Kathy Shoemaker will read from the scripture Luke 2 verses 1 through 20. Come on, Kathy, over here. Sit right there, Kathy, where you can read it.
Now, and it came to pass in those days that the went of the decree Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this tax he was first made when Cyrene was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one in his own city. And Joseph also went up from the city of Nazareth into the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because was of the house of, what's that word?
Lineage of David.
Lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary with
his espoused.
His espoused wife being great with child. And so it was that while there were
the days were accomplished
that the war that there should be
delivered,
and
she brought forth
her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no one for them in the inn. And they were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for I bring you great tidings, great joy,
which shall be
to God.
To all people.
This will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, and the angels were gone away for them into heaven, the shepherds said unto another, Let us go.
Even unto Bethlehem,
and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them
concerning
the child, and all they heard it
wondered at those things
which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and
pondered them
in her heart. So the shepherds returned,
glorifying
and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Amen. Thank you, Kathy. That was well done. And now, Judy is going to play a couple of pieces on the piano. And the first one is Oh Magnificent. And the second one is What Child Is This? So why don't you go over and be seated, Kathy, and while Judy plays. Oh, Sanctissima. Sanctissima instead of Old Magnificent? Okay, that's a mistake in the program there.
Thank you.
really good, Judy. Thank you so much. Well, now that all the people with talent have completed their part on the program, it's time for those who don't have anything except a long line of yarn to spin their tale. So tonight, we're going to tell a little story called The Legacy of a Prince. And if y'all will gather around here, I'll spin this little story for you. This is a story. You sit in my lap, Cassie, okay? You want to sit up here in my lap? Come on. Don't fall over. Okay. Who are you looking at over here? That's why. I need my notes here for it. This is a story about a tiny kingdom that was in a great valley. And the valley was surrounded by mountains. And the little kingdom was so small. And it was a very unusual kingdom because in this kingdom, there was no light. It was completely dark because the kingdom was covered by clouds. Clouds hung in the valley, dark clouds, and they kept the sun from shining. But these were unusual clouds because it never rained. It was completely dry, and as a result, there was hardly any water in the valley at all. There, in the little kingdom, there were no streams of water, there were no lakes, no rivers, and the only way people could get water was to drill wells way down in the ground. And so they had to always dig wells, and the wells would run out of water, and they had to drill more wells. And you know what they had to eat? All they had to eat were mushrooms, because nothing else would grow. You couldn't get anything to grow without light or water, but mushrooms would grow in dark places, and all they had were mushrooms to eat and water to drink. Isn't that terrible? And something else was unusual about this kingdom, too. It was a kingdom where the king was gone. For years and years and years, there had been no king there. Even though it was a kingdom, the king was gone away. And he was gone to a faraway land, and all the people were waiting for him to come back. And there was a wicked ruler in the land who had come in and taken over the rulership of the kingdom. And he had a bunch of wicked soldiers. And they oppressed the people and took away all of their food. And when the people grew their mushrooms, they couldn't even eat all of them because the wicked ruler would come and take them away from them. And also the wicked ruler would come and take their water from them too. And so he was very mean to the people. And they all had to wear chains around their legs with a big ball attached to them. So you see, it was a very terrible place to live. And in this valley, in this tiny little kingdom, was a family named the Cobblers. And there were five little girls and one little boy in this family, and there was Connie Cobbler, Christy Cobbler, Kathy Cobbler, Carrie Cobbler, and Cassandra Cobbler, and Polly Cobbler, and all these little children lived in the kingdom in this family. Be real still, Cassie. We're telling a story here now. And one day, the Christy and Kathy Cobbler were out trying to dig another well because the other well they had run out of water, and they were digging a well trying to find some more water. And they dug down and dug and dug and dug. And Christy would use a shovel, and Kathy would push the dirt aside. And then they would trade places. And they kept digging, and they couldn't find any water. And then all of a sudden, clunk. And Christy said, "What was that? That was a big rock." And she went, clunk. And she said, "There it is again. Boy, we'll never dig a well if we have to dig through rock like this." And Kathy said, "But that's not rock. That's something else. It sounds more to me like a piece of metal that you're hitting." piece of steel. And so Christy dug down again, clunk. Sure enough, it was something different from a rock. And suddenly they looked all excited, and Kathy pulled out the lantern and shone it down into the hole, and it was the top of a chest. Oh, how exciting. Wonder what's in it. And so they both reached down and grabbed hold of it and tried to lift it up. Oh, it was heavy. And they finally got it up to the top. And they got it up to the top of the hole, and it, sure enough, it was a chest, and it had a lock on it, but the lock was rusted off. And so all they had to do was reach down and open up the chest. And they opened it up, and what did they find inside but a crown? It's a treasure chest. And they found a crown of gold. And it was a gold crown that had rubies studded around the rim, and on top was a great big diamond. It was a beautiful crown. And also in the box were all kinds of jewels and gold money. It was just beautiful, all the treasure that they found. And they were so excited about it. And they also found, lying on the top, a parchment that was made out of gold.
What's possible?
Well, a parchment's like a piece of paper, but this is a thin sheet of gold. And it was a little bit hard to read, but it had some writing on it. And Kathy had just learned how to read because she was in the second grade in the school in the kingdom, and she knew how to read. And so she read the parchment, and it was a very strange kind of a language, but she read the whole thing, and it turns out that the parchment promised that one day the king would send the prince back to rescue the people from the wicked ruler. Oh, boy, what a tremendous promise that was. And nobody knew that. And so Kathy and Christy were more excited about that news than they were about the gold, because they knew then that they wouldn't have to eat mushrooms all the time. And they would have something besides water to drink. They wouldn't have to walk around with this ball and chain on their leg. And so they were so excited that they ran home and they told their mother and dad about it. And they told Connie and Carrie and Cassie and Polly Cobbler about it. And Polly said, da, 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 da. He was excited about it too. And so they thought to themselves, well, what are we going to do with this chest? Because the wicked soldiers come around every several days and search through the house trying to find all our mushrooms. And if they search through, they're going to find this chest. And so they thought, where can we hide it? Where can we hide it? And Carrie said, I know, we can hide it in the piano. And so they dragged it around to the back of the piano, and they stuffed it in, and they located it so that it wouldn't interfere with playing the piano. And that's where they hid the chest. And well, there was another family in the land, and this was the David family, and they were very poor. They were the poorest family in the whole kingdom, and the reason they were poor is they had hardly any land at all. They only had enough land for their house, and they had no land to grow any mushrooms on, so they hardly had anything to eat at all, and they were very, very poor. And they had very little water either, because they had no land to drill wells on. And so it was a very sad situation with the David family, and everybody was concerned about them, and every once in a while people would give them some mushrooms or some water or something like that to drink. So it was a very sad place in the little kingdom, because the wicked soldiers would come through every night and take the mushrooms and make it hard on the people. And it was just really hard. One day, some news came to the Cobbler family while they were sitting around eating mushrooms. Connie loved mushrooms. She loved her mushrooms all chopped up with water on them. Christy loved her mushrooms fried. And Kathy loved her mushrooms boiled. And Carrie loved her mushrooms roasted. And Polly, he just ate his raw. Die, 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 die.
What about Cassie?
Daddy,
Jesse Boo Boo wouldn't eat any mushrooms. And so they were sitting there eating their mushrooms one day, and someone came and knocked at the door, and it was a neighbor, and they said, guess what? There's been a baby boy born to the David family. Boy, isn't that exciting? And they were all excited about it because the David family had not had any children at all. It was just the mother and the daddy. And they were all excited about that. And then suddenly, Cassie asked, well, who's going to feed the little boy? What are they going to feed the baby? And Carrie thought, yeah, that's right, because they don't have anything to eat. And they thought, well, what are we going to do? They're so poor, they can barely exist. And how are they ever going to be able to support a baby? And so they kept thinking about this, and they prayed about it that night, and they didn't know what to do. They were trying to figure out some way to help out the David family. And finally, Christy thought of an idea. She said, maybe we should give some of the money from the chest to the David family. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And all of a sudden, I heard somebody knocking at the door. Uh-oh, here comes the wicked ruler and his soldiers again.
Oh, let me in here. Let me in.
They said, oh, here he comes again.
Boom.
He opened up the door and he came in. And all of a sudden they were looking around behind everything, looking for some money, looking for some mushrooms, and they couldn't find any mushrooms. And then they began to walk over where the piano was. And so Connie ran over and sat down at the piano and began playing a tune. And she played a song, and so they thought, boy, what a beautiful song it was. As wicked as they were, they did recognize some good music. And so then, after Connie finished playing the song, they were distracted from their search, and they went to the door, and they left again. They slammed the door, and they were gone. And so then the girls all ran over behind the piano and pulled the chest out and picked it up. It was heavy because it was made out of gold. And so Kathy and Christy and Connie and Carrie and Cassie and Pollywog all took the chest of gold over to the David family. And baby boy. He was so beautiful. He was so beautiful. And you know what? Connie had a sudden thought. She thought, let's give the crown to the little boy. So they decided to give the crown to the little boy. And they took the crown out. And when they took the crown out, they could see lying down in the chest a pile of gold chains, golden chains. They thought, that's strange. Wonder what they are. And so all of a sudden they heard knocking at the door.
Let us in. It's time for the search.
And so the wicked ruler was at the door, and they said, oh, let's not let him in, because he'll find the gold and he'll want to take the crown and all the gold coins and all the jewelry and everything. And Kathy said, wait, I remember what I read on the parchment. It said that we could take these chains, and that there was a special power with these chains, and it was a power to bind wicked men. And they said, oh, okay, well, let's stand behind the door, and when the wicked ruler comes in with his soldiers, we'll just throw this chain on him and bind him, and we'll overtake him.
Open the door. Let me in here.
And so Connie said, Carrie, go over and open the door. So Carrie walked over, and she opened the door, and in walked the wicked ruler in front with all of his men behind him. And Christy and Kathy threw the chain around him, and suddenly the wicked ruler froze stiff, and he fell over backward on the floor. And the power of the chain just completely bound him up.
And he was
tied up, and he couldn't get away. And suddenly all of the soldiers became frightened, and they ran out the door, and the wicked ruler was lying chained and lying on the floor, and he couldn't move his arms or leg, and he was whimpering like a little puppy.
Oh, let me out, let me out.
But they had him completely bound up and he couldn't get away. And suddenly, they looked out through the windows. There was light coming through the windows. And they couldn't understand. And they went outside and they looked up and the clouds were starting to clear away and the sun was coming out. Oh, and boy, it was getting warm. How beautiful it was with the clouds clearing away and they could look up and see the mountains with all the snow on them and some of the snow started melting. And it wasn't long before there were streams flowing through the little valley. And the streams caused the land to be moist and the sun shined. And it wasn't long before the trees came out and grass grew and they could plant crops and they had something to eat besides mushrooms. And guess what it was?
Carrots.
Broccoli. They had broccoli and mushrooms and carrots. And they had other good stuff to eat, too. And they could raise cattle and livestock. And boy, it became a beautiful place to live because they had those chains. And so they were really happy over this. And they realized then that the little baby that was born was the prince. Because the crown, they read the inside of the crown, and you know what the crown said inside? It said these words. It said, Prince of the House of David.
Oh.
On the crown it said, Prince. Intended from the very beginning for this little baby. He was a prince. He was good.